When Washington legalized pot, advocates said it was going to be great for the state budget. A new recreational drug, a new opportunity to tax, it added up to a promising revenue source for state government. But after reaching a peak last summer, pot prices are down by half. So how much money is there, and how is the state going to spend it? Allison Holcomb is one of the original authors of I-502. That's the initiative that legalized marijuana. She says at this point, estimates for how much pot money will rake in are all over the map.
Between, you know, $250 million to $350 million, it's really almost impossible to say. There are somewhere over $33 million in taxes owing right now.
Wow, that's a lot. Does that sum meet the expectation that you had when you wrote the marijuana legislation?
To be honest, we didn't know exactly what to expect. We went off of fiscal notes that had been prepared for marijuana legalization bills that had been introduced by former Representative Mary Lou Dickerson in 2010 and 2011. And so we were estimating that maybe as much as around $300 million a year. But a lot of these projections are based on black market prices and not really having a handle on where the price will eventually wind up once we have a fully operational market.
And so at this point, the price is dropping for recreational marijuana.
That's correct. And it may drop significantly, which will mean, of course, that tax revenues will drop as well since they're a percentage of the price.
I'm talking to Allison Holcomb. She was the principal author of I-502. That's the initiative that legalized recreational marijuana in Washington State. Now she's with the National American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU. Allison, you oppose some of the proposals floating right now in the state legislature that would use this marijuana revenue to fund education or Medicaid instead of the public health programs. But if the state needs the money for another use, why not let the lawmakers decide how they want to spend it?
I think what was important is to remember that this is a voter initiative. It's passed by 56% of Washington state voters and passed specifically on the promise that this initiative would not only create a legal and tightly regulated market, but would also invest revenues in prevention, education, treatment, in essence, a public health strategy to dealing with the reality of marijuana use and marijuana abuse. And we need to keep that promise to the voters.
We did ask Republican Senator Andy Hill why he wanted to take the pot money and put it into the education budget. Here's what he had to say.
I mean, one of the big promises was this was a new revenue stream. We believe that we need to prioritize the dollars that come into the state, all dollars that come into the state, and we prioritize education. We think that is the best investment you can make.
So what's your response to Andy Hill, Allison?
It's not okay for us to rob Peter to pay Paul. We can't cut essential basic services, prevention, substance abuse awareness, because some lawmakers are unwilling to do what's necessary to make sure that we're providing constitutionally adequate K-12 education. Lawmakers need to come up with other results. We don't have to compromise on what every member of the community is entitled to.
Why is that so important to you?
This is really about the war on drugs, ultimately. It is about the fact that Americans overwhelmingly believe that the war on drugs isn't working and they want solutions. And Initiative 502 is a very small controlled experiment in whether or not a public health approach to substance use and abuse might be as effective, if not more effective, than the prohibitionist approach of arresting people and threatening them with jail sentences.
Does the squabbling over the revenue make you reconsider marijuana legalization?
Ultimately, I don't want anyone to be pushed into the criminal justice system and saddled with a criminal record because of their choice to use marijuana. I do wish that our communities remained as committed, all of our members of the community remained as committed to also providing for the health of our community. But I can't say that I regret Initiative 502 passing, because the fact that there were 5,000 arrests for simple marijuana possession before it passed, and now there are just over 100, is very significant.
Allison Holcomb, she was principal author of I-502, the initiative that legalized recreational marijuana. Allison now works with the American Civil Liberties Union on the national level.